Your first official college track and field season in the books. First of all, are you having withdrawals? Or are you kind of glad the summer vacation's here a little bit?
I'm very glad it's summer. I'm not going to lie. We've started throwing September 1st, so it was just a long season. I ended up staying an extra week after we got out of school, so I had two more track meets then. We had one in Seward, and then the next day we had one in Kearney, so that was kind of nice to go to. You could definitely tell while I was there, I was definitely getting tired of throwing. It had been a long season, but shot put was what I threw at those. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm ready for next year. So hopefully we can be stronger and come back better.
I'm sure the coaches know that. The stories I'm sure they tell on freshmen coming in for the first time, that it takes a toll on an entire season, indoor and then outdoor with the academics. It's a little tiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because we're working out. First week of school, we don't have anything. It's just classes. We have meetings and stuff that are mandatory. Second week, we start weights, and then third week, we're weights and throwing. So we go pretty quick, and it's go, go, go all year long.
No, those last meets are kind of the so-called last chance meets for kids to get qualified for nationals, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My coach he thinks I have a really good shot at it for shot put, and hopefully next year we're going to work on fixing some littler things. We tried to work on them that last week, but it was just too short of a time to work on so much.
But again, you're a freshman first year. I mean, I don't know. And you told me in the throws, it's tough for a freshman in the throws first year to get to a national meet, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It definitely is. High marks, and you have to make a lot of progression most of the time. So.
But you did that. You feel pretty good about the way your season went.
I do. Indoor was definitely better than outdoor. Outdoor kind of went a little downhill, but again, it was just tiring, and then I kind of had a few injuries that I had to deal with, so it just kind of wasn't great. But you know, we can just come back stronger next year and work through those and try and push myself again.
Hopefully injuries, nothing really serious.
No, nothing serious. Just a little bit of pain in my elbow and stuff from the repetitive motion, but you know, we're working with it, and hopefully it heals here quick.
You bet. We still got it. I'm sure you got to stay in somewhat shape over the summertime and work out a little bit, don't you?
Yes, we do. I just got my workouts actually this last Friday, so I had a few weeks off, which was really nice because I definitely needed it. I started lifting again Monday, and so my mom and I have been going to lift, and it's been a lot of fun getting back into it.
Has mom been pushing the bar too?
Oh yeah.
Wow, how about that?
She told me not to say that, but
Too late. We let everybody know, but that's good. You have somebody to lift with or work out. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
It is. My parents were just worried about me being in there by myself and not having someone to spot me, especially when I get to heavier weights. But right now, I'm just trying to get back into the motion and try not to kill myself. So we're just going lightweights. Definitely feeling it after taking a break, but we're going to work through it and keep going.
Concordia as a whole for the year, women's and men's teams, I think really, really did good, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They're just such a great track team, and they do, like, everyone's humble about it. Nobody's over the top or anything, and it's just really cool to be a part of it.
Great coach. Coach Beisley, we've talked to him, I think, once or twice this year, and great guy to talk to, and you get a chance, I'm sure, to see him. Obviously talk to him a lot more than we do, but great coach, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I don't talk to him as much, just because we practice at different times, but every time he sees us throwers, he'll come over, give us fist bumps, talk to us for a few, and after meets and stuff, he asks how we do and everything, so it's really nice for him to be, like, actually caring about the throwers and everything. Like, he cares about each and every one of the athletes, and it's really cool to see.
But you're pretty close, I'm sure, with your throws coach, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we love Ed. He's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. What about your numbers for next year now? Compared to this year, obviously you want those numbers to go up a little bit more next year, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Hammer and weights will hopefully go better, just because this was my first year doing it. So now we're kind of working on the technique more, and hopefully it can improve next year.
All right. And yeah, continue to lift and everything. Get the arms stronger and everything, and hopefully everything takes take some scores and get those higher marks next year, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hoping for it.
How about the team as a whole? You lose a lot on the women's side, especially. Are a lot of throwers gone after this year or not?
Women throwers, I think we're only losing two of them, which one of them is a shot putter, and she actually went to nationals for hammer and shot put. Mm-hmm. So that'll be one we lose. And then we lost another one. She went to nationals for discus. So we're only losing two, which is actually really nice. We have one coming back for a fifth year, and then we have some seniors. On the men's side, I think we're losing three. Mm-hmm. But one of them actually might come back and throw again because he's going to GA for us. So that'll be interesting. He has one more season, so hopefully he can throw again because he is really good and he's so fun to be around.
And I'm sure you got some recruits coming in, freshmen for next year out of high school that are going to contribute as well, or look to contribute.
Yeah, we do. We have two from Kansas that I one boy, one girl from Kansas that I know of, and we have a few other girls. One's from Wyoming, and I can't even remember the rest of them. There's quite a few that are coming in. Mm-hmm. So, looking forward to meeting them and throwing with them.
Should be another great season, great team next year, huh?
Yes, it should be.
And to win that I think the let me see, teams did very well the GPAC conference tournament, didn't they? Invite.
Oh yeah, it was down to the wire. Actually, Cameron, the shot putter that made it to nationals, she was the one. Her points actually like helped us make to win GPAC there, because we fell behind a little bit more than we wanted to, and we ended up coming back and winning it.
Academics go pretty good for the first year in college?
Yeah, it did. A lot of gen eds, not very many education classes. So this next semester, I have more education classes. I'll be in classrooms more, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Do you do anything over the summertime? Take any classes?
I'm taking one class through MPCC here to mm-hmm. transfer in. So.
All right. You can't get away from doing homework altogether, can you?
No, never. You got to keep up with those classes. I'm already ahead of where I'm supposed to be mm-hmm. at Concordia, but I'm just going to keep pushing it. And if I can get a little bit more, it's not going to hurt me in the long run.
All right. Well, hopefully, as you're hoping, the summer goes slow. Because I tell you, June, July, and then August, and hello, you're right back in school again, aren't you?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm hoping it goes slow, but with those kiddos running around, my younger siblings, it never goes slow.
You don't have a dull, there's never a dull time in that household, is there?
No, never. There's so many people in one little house, but we make it work.
Well, enjoy your summer. Again, let's make it go slow, and we'll be talking to you coming up as you get ready for your sophomore year.
Sounds good.